minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you guys want to get at us on the text line about Sean Payton, CSU last night, the Nuggets last night, good and kind of bad. And then, you know, signing day. We got a lot to talk about. Tom Brady retired. So let's get to it. The good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. You know, I was going to say the good was the Nuggets, but listen, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. The good is that Sean Payton's the head coach of the Denver Broncos. It's over. The coaching search is over. You got your guy. You got one of the big, the coveted coaches throughout this process. You got him. I'm good with it. I'm fine. I'm not through the moon. I'm fine. Everybody keeps asking. More upset that Tanner was right. That was it. That's the big thing.
I think we all feel that.
Especially today, right?
Yes.
He was he insufferable this morning?
Not as bad as I thought.
Oh.
But he did text me about an hour after the news broke, saying, "Hey, can you put a montage together of all of my Peyton stuff?
Of all of me being right."
And I said, I don't keep track of every word that you say, so that's like a month worth of stuff to go through. But I found
Tanner loves him some Tanner. He really does, man. The bad, Tom Brady retiring is bad. It's not like it's bad, but you're seeing the GOAT. You're seeing one of the great characters of sports retire. And everybody was pushing him out the door. It's like, you're never going to see somebody like this in our lifetime. You probably won't. As far as football goes, 7 Super Bowls. So, good for Tom. We'll talk more about that, you know, where he is officially. Is he the GOAT? Is it official that Tom Brady is the GOAT? The ugly was CSU last night, on the basketball side of things. It was rough, guys. The season's done for CSU. They're not going to go and make a crazy run. You know, as far as the tournament is concerned, anything like that. So, yeah, it was a rough go. So that's the ugly for me. Good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. If you guys want to text us now. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. My guy Steve Ivey with Ram Nation, I mean, he was hot, dude. He was hot. He's a big Rams guy. He goes to every game. Big basketball dude. And he said, "State Pride my blank," because it was State Pride night. It was ugly. I was watching the game, you know, and the Rams pushed hard at the end, but they lose to 83-71. They made a, you know, last 3-minute push to make the score a little bit better, because I think it was like a 22-point game. Until they kind of got going. Couldn't rebound. I mean, the blockout game was awful. They were out-rebounded just by 4. But there were just so many times where guys were coming in for UNLV untouched. Just busting into that rim and picking up a quick offensive rebound. It was bad. The Rebels had 12 offensive rebounds last night. And they were converting those. And then shooting was rough, 5 of 17 from the three-point line for CSU. Isaiah Stevens, you know, he ended up with 18 points. It took him a while to get going. John Tonjay had 17. That was nice, but just way too little too late. No sense of urgency for CSU. And I was just watching that game, reminded of where we were this time last year. You know, late January, we were talking about dancing. You know, we were talking about March Madness and at-large bids and David Roddy being one of the best players in the country. And Isaiah Stevens certainly right there in those big conversations. And then we were talking about Nico Medved. Like, oh, after this year, is he even going to be around? We don't have to worry about that right now. Because Nico ain't going anywhere, for better or worse. And I like Nico. I think he's a great coach. And I need to see another bad season before I'm ready to go, oh, maybe it was all just David Roddy. No, not even close. I like the coaching staff over there. And it's a bad season, man. You know, they never really got the group together that they thought they were going to have at the beginning of the season. Losing David Roddy was and is a big deal, losing a player like that. But Angel, what they need is a 7-foot monster, but you're not going to get that. 7-foot monsters that can shoot are going to big schools. But that's what you need. Because, I mean, the rebound, again, it's 36-32 rebound as far as the rebound differential. But it felt like it was 36-12 for most of that game. And a lot of, like I said, uncontested. Just nobody's looking to put a body on anybody. And that's where UNLV was getting up those crazy offensive rebounds left and right. So that was a rough go, man. Basketball in the area. You know, we didn't have a Dalen Kuntz show today. Obviously, they're traveling. They've got, is it Montana tomorrow or Montana State tomorrow? It's Montana, I think, right? And then they got Montana State on Saturday. So we weren't able to catch up with Dalen because it's travel day. But are you still in on that Monday night thing? You still in on
of course.
The Weber State thing?
Yeah, it's ESPNU.
9 o'clock game. That'd be fun. It'll be good for me because I can get home, take care of the kid, get him in bed and everything. Because we like to, my wife and I like to read to him and do all that stuff. And then put him away and then bust back down here to Greeley.
Yeah, I got more important things to do. Gotta go talk to Jerry about basketball.
Yes. That'll be good. Fun. Late night basketball. Hopefully they can just win three in a row here.
Just win all the games.
Just win all the games. I feel like we're in this terrible situation, Angel, of during football season, we're like, is it basketball season yet? Come on, it's almost basketball. Let's go. And then now that we're in the middle of late basketball season, we're like, is it football season yet? Let's get to spring.
There's one more season in there that you're skipping over.
Which one is that?
Baseball.
Oh, God. How could I forget? We're going to be a 500 baseball
team. We've
got
like 8 months of baseball coming up.
Saw Dexter Fowler retired, former Rocky. He was pretty good. Rockies didn't think so, and then he went and had a pretty dang good career outside of the Rockies. Yeah, it happens. What do you think of Dick Monfort saying, you know, we think we can be a 500 team? Would you rather that, or would you rather him say we're going to win 94 games?
I'd rather you say nothing.
That's like, what I'm thinking.
Just
I'm like,
don't say that
just
because
don't give us anything, man. Dick, just stop.
Just go play.
Just say
we're
going
to play baseball this year.
Yes.
And we're going to put 9 guys on the field and see what happens.
And we're going to try to strike people out, and we're going to try to hit home runs, and we're going to try to do all those things.
Oh, look, a purple dinosaur.
Yeah. We're going to have fun. And, you know, we think we've really assembled something cool here in Colorado. Stop with the win totals. Listen, as a radio host, I like it because it's something to talk about. But you're not doing yourself any favors. And then he called out the Padres. We had that text come in. Was it B-Rad who sent us that? He called out the Padres and basically said, I don't agree with how they're doing things. What does that mean?
Well, I don't agree with how they're doing.
I mean, they're winning. The Padres are winning. So if you don't agree with winning, then that's startling to me. Eastside Chris, Brady, I think the Broncos will go 8-4 division, chip away at the other five. At the other five. 3-2 makes 11. There you go. What? What? Fort Morgan math again even showed my work. So you're going with it. You are going with
8-4 in the division. You only play 6 games.
I think he meant the conference.
Okay. 8-4 in the AFC.
I guess.
Chip away at the other 5 games. If you go 3-2 against the NFC, that makes 11.
There we go. 11. Dixon's like, you'll get to 11. You know you will. Well, the Well County Swami, under promise and over deliver, baby. Rockies, baby.
Mm-hmm. We gotta have no expectations for them, just so they can just go. Because when they do win it, it's gonna be amazing. Because we're gonna be like, wow, how about the Rockies? That was a magical season back in 2023.
I want the Rockies to be good.
We all do.
But I just
the owners don't want them to be good.
The owners just don't. They just don't. It's not that they don't care. Do I think Dick Monfort wants to lose? No. But I don't think that. I think him saying he disagreed with how the Padres are doing business tells me a lot. They are winning baseball. They're spending a lot of money. Yes, there's no salary cap. He can't do that. But saying you don't agree with it, why? It's about winning. This is sports now, man. It's about free agents and paying big money to get superstars in. That's what this is. So, like, saying you don't agree, it's like if you heard Greg Penner say that. I don't really agree with how the Chiefs are doing things, Angel. This whole great quarterback and amazing coach that has it all together and then replacing Tyreek Hill with, you know, good free agents that can really help your team and building your offensive lineup, it's overrated. We would laugh Greg Penner out of the building. But with the Rockies, it's kind of like, oh, that's cute. Dick Monfort's talking again.
Is it a response to paying Chris Bryant too much money last year?
That's what he did.
Because it didn't work?
It didn't work, but that you went and did that. I mean, that's what's insane to me. It's like, you did that. You tried to go that route. And it didn't work. I mean, at least for one player. And then, yeah, B-Rad says, and then he admits that his own fan base probably agrees with what the Padres are doing. Yeah, you tell me right now, like, if I wasn't a Colorado guy, what's more appealing to watch, the Padres or the Rockies on television? The Padres. They're entertaining. They have studs. They have a lot of great players on their team. That's the kind of stuff that you just don't hear from the Cronkies. And you haven't heard it from the Walton Penner Group. You haven't heard anything like that. Do you hear owners talk like this? Where it's, yeah, we think we can play 500. And, you know, the Padres, I don't really like what they're up to over there, spending money on star players and winning multiple games every single week. No, I don't like. Who says that? It's a strange thing to me. And listen, I have respect for Dick Monfort in a lot of ways because he does do a lot of good things up here. And I don't think he's like actively like, you know what's a good move? This, I'm going to do the opposite. I don't think that's how he operates. But it's just quotes like that. What the Padres are doing, I don't 100% agree with. Though I know that our fans probably agree with it. What does that mean? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So sorry I skipped over baseball, Angel. I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay.
I mean, you just have to recognize it for the first month and then you can move on.
Well, April's usually pretty good for the Rockies, so we can kind of get excited. Tanner will be, you know, doing his cartwheels and, oh, we're going to win it all. And then everyone will say, Tanner, are you new here? The Rockies do this every year. And then Tanner will go, this is the year. This is the year. And then we're going to get into May, and then it's going to be like, when does training camp start?
Well, even that, it's you have baseball in April. March is free agency, March Madness. May is, we're talking playoffs.
Yeah, I mean.
The Avs and the Nuggets.
And the Nuggets, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Rockies get our attention in July, early July. Because then, by the end of July.
That's baseball season. That's like, it's a nice summer day. Let's go to the park.
Yep. June will be playoffs still. Late July is training camp. So you got us for 3 weeks, Rocks.
What are you going to do with it?
What are you going to do with those 3 weeks, man? Dixon, four times, carry the three, divide by 17 equals 11. I love it. 17 minutes after the hour. I got Mark Johnson coming on the show. The voice of the Buffs, blanked out there. Signing day is happening, and the Buffs continue to make some noise. They're getting some studs, man. I'm looking at some of these names. Kermani McClain is that cornerback. Out of Lakewood, Florida, a five-star. Five-star. Dude, they're going to have the best corners in college football. I mean, they're getting all these five-star guys. I'm just watching videos. And again, I know the highlights aren't going to show their lowlights, but man, he looks good. Those corners are tough. 18
stars go away when you get in the building. It takes a coach to get those talents up.
Can he do it? The talent's there. I'm watching him. Oh, look at that. Look at that. He's just got a pick. Just got an interception. He's running it back now. Take it to the house. Boom. Kermani McClain. Stud. UNC, on the other hand, I love what they're doing too. In a different way. Different markets, different programs. Greeley, Longmont. I mean, just Colorado after Colorado. Fountain. Love it. 18 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Stop by my side, 'cause I'm Mr.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cephalou Fowl, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Now whip it into shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it. It's not too late to whip it. Whip it good.
Check out Cable's Pub and Grill today, Wednesday. You got $3 pints and $7.99 personal pizzas, up to three toppings. The pizzas are amazing at Cable's Pub and Grill. Do me a favor, stop by, tell them I sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. B-Rad says, oh, he just, the over-under for the Rockies is 65 and a half.
Was it that small you had to pull the computer closer to see it?
Like, he sent me this little screenshot. Oh. The number was fuzzy. I'm like, what is that?
I can't
see.
Hey,
bring me my glasses, Angel. He said, I guess this is the Rockies' reality when the owner buys more real estate than players. Do you think, like, it's got to suck to be the Rockies? You know,
the
Dick
Myers?
Just the Rockies. Because you look around and, okay, the Broncos were bad, but they're buzzing again. They were buzzing this time last year, too, but at least they're buzzing. They're doing something. They got Sean Payton in here. Whether you agree on the trades and all that stuff or not, it's a buzz. The NFL's talking about it. Nationally, we're talking about it. The Nuggets are the best team in the NBA right now, and there's a lot of hype around them. They got a two-time MVP, maybe a three-time MVP. The Avs just came off of winning a Stanley Cup. You know, now it's going to just be about getting into the playoffs again, because they have battled a crazy amount of injuries. But still, there's just talk about their coaches and their organization and what they're doing. It's got to suck if you're Dick Montfort looking around. You look around at the other three teams, and two of them are very successful with the Nuggets and the Avs, and one of them is trying to be. They're at least putting the plans in place to try to be that guy, to be successful.
And I think the Broncos and Avs are more historical relevance in terms of just what they did in the 90s, the Avs did in the 2000s. The Nuggets are starting to create their own, you know, historical moments, and we're kind of getting that with Jokic, and now we would like a title to kind of finish that off. But the Rockies have just been bad forever outside of 2007.
And they've only had five playoff berths. I mean, that's it. Just five.
And the last two, they were bounced in the first round.
Since they started in, what, 94? Only five trips to the playoffs. I mean, the Nuggets have been to three Western Conference championships. And they're in the playoffs all the time. George Karl never missed the playoffs when he was the head coach. Michael Malone's only missed it his first two or three years, and they've been in the playoffs, and they're steady. They're a fixture now in the playoffs. The Broncos have a very rich history. If you take away the last 6 years or whatever it was since the Super Bowl, their history really has staying power. Three titles. Two of the great quarterbacks of all time were on those rosters. A lot of Hall of Fame players. You know, Rocky, and I like Todd Helton, I do. But Rockies fans are all up in arms about Todd Helton getting in, because that's it. You're going to have Larry Walker and maybe Todd Helton. He will get in next year, I think. But that's it. Larry Walker and Todd Helton are your Hall of Famers. Nolan Arenado will go into the Hall of Fame someday, but not as a Rocky or kind of a Rocky. But that's why you hear Rockies fans so... I mean, again, we're all upset that Todd Helton's not in. He deserves to be in. I agree with that. You hear those diehard Rockies fans really upset by it, because that's it. You're going to have two. I mean, I can name five right off the bat for each one of Broncos, Avs, and the Nuggets as far as Hall of Fame guys. It's easy. Nuggets have them. It's not that rich of a history, but they have them. Alex English, basketball just has the Hall of Fame. They don't have the NBA Hall of Fame, just the Hall of Fame. But if you're just talking about that, yeah, Alex English, Carmelo Anthony. Is Carmelo Anthony a Hall of Famer? Ooh, that's a good one, actually.
That is a good one.
Is it Dikembe Mutombo? Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, Carmelo's interesting.
Dan Issel? Probably. So Alex English for sure. There's some really good players for the Nuggets. I'll admit that one's a little harder. You don't have as many to pick from because they weren't winning titles. You know, when Alex English was so good, they weren't winning because you had the Larry Birds and you had the Michael Jordans in those times. It was tough. But they have some players that could probably be considered Hall of Fame type guys. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. I mean, Thompson, Issel. There's a few. The Broncos, we have your Hall of Famers. I mean, you've got Zimmerman, you've got Atwater, you've got Terrell Davis, you've got Shannon Sharp, you've got John Elway, Peyton Manning, who did go in as both. Von Miller will be a Hall of Famer who will probably retire as a Bronco, I would imagine, when it's all said and done. And then you look at the Avs, and you've got Joe Sakic and Patrick Waugh and Peter Forsberg and Rob Blake. And, I mean, you got Nathan. You got the current guys now, the McCars and the McKinnons of the world. So easy. The Rockies got two. 29 minutes after the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mark Johnson. Matt Holliday says, Weld County Swami. Yeah. Wasn't with the Rocks for that long, though. But it was that storied run that they went on. Yep, missed that one. Reran the numbers. 4-2 in the division. Chip away at the other 11. 7-4 makes 12. There you go. Which half of the season will Tanner drive the bus? Are you guys doing that again? Because you were in on that too, Angel.
I was. That's completely up to Tanner if he wants to bring the bus back. It's been out back the last year almost since September or August when we officially gave up on it, but it's been collecting dust and it's almost a shelter at this point.
No, we'll
clean it up.
You'll recharge the stupid bus. I'm sure of it.
Well, if they go 4-1 in their first five,
here it comes. There we go. Everybody, get on. I loved that. 30 minutes after the hour, we'll jump out real quick. Mark Johnson going to talk to us about what the Buffs are up to as this signing day is kind of wrapping up and all that. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Always an interesting time when we're looking at signing day and what are the teams we follow around here are up to. And boy, it doesn't get much better than what the Buffs are doing. My goodness. Mark Johnson joining us, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, I'm looking at these names. I'm on their Twitter account now. And again, normally this time of year, I'm like, oh, they're just names. I read names. Where are they from? What are their positions? Okay, I don't know much, but it's hard to ignore what the Buffs are doing, my man.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. The raw material coming in right now is unlike anything we've seen in a long, long time around here. You've got to go back to Bill McCartney to find what they were rolling in, kind of the top level of recruiting like Coach Prime is right now. So it's awful impressive. I mean, this thing has been so crazy, and I'll be real frank with you. I don't follow every dot and tittle of recruiting like a lot of the guys whose job that is to do that, but I just kind of watch the broad strokes and I am thoroughly impressed, I can tell you that much.
That's kind of how I am, Mark. I honestly get on and I look at the players and I go, okay, what was their weakness from last year? Or if it's a new coaching staff, what trend are they going with? Are they going locally? Are they getting what number of stars are next to their name? Are they filling a position of need? I mean, the Buffs, just on paper, Cormani McClain, my goodness, yeah, that's a five-star. They could have the best cornerbacks in college football. And that's my favorite position to watch, Mark. So yeah. I'm really excited to see what this is going to look like defensively for Colorado.
Well, when you bring in, because of the transfer of Travis Hunter and Cormani McClain signing, there's the last 2 years the number one corner in America.
Wow.
All right? And so that's awful impressive right there. And those two guys, I don't know who does this. Somebody put out a deal a while back here. The top 10 highest rated corners in the history of recruiting of college football. And, you know, now that doesn't go back. I mean, I'd have to think Coach Prime was pretty good when he came out of high school, right? But it doesn't go back quite when they've been doing that kind of recruiting and that kind of grading that far. But the guys they do have on there, like the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years, whatever it is, these two guys are both on there. I mean, think about that for a second. So, no, they're fantastic players. You know the way I always do this? I kind of say, now everyone can, you know, every year somebody is found that's not a highly regarded guy. We understand that, right? I mean, you know, Tom Brady just retired today. There's a prime example of guys that weren't, you know, highly regarded at one point in their career and ended up being great players. But what I do is just kind of watch, okay, who's also recruiting them, right? And there was far too many years where, you know, I've said it on your show before, where, you know, Bobby Jones was being recruited and he accepted a scholarship offer from the Buffaloes, and it was, you know, a couple of directional schools that, you know, from Division III, and you're like, holy cow, man, nobody else in the big time wanted this guy? Well, the difference is right now when you're looking at what Coach Prime is doing is that every guy out there that's signing, okay, who else is in on him? Alabama, Texas, Arkansas, USC, Oregon. Oh, okay. He's up there. Every other big school in the country wanted this guy. So, you know, it doesn't guarantee success, but I think it certainly gives you a little bit higher percentage positivity going into next year in terms of, you know, what these guys are capable of doing and how they're going to pan out.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we're still all going to wait and see what Coach Prime does in the Pac-12 at this level of college football, but you know, when you just look at the stars and the numbers that these guys are bringing in, yeah, on paper, it looks like they have some guys. They have a lot of dogs coming in here. Well, and I mean, is Coach Prime just looking for the dudes with the most, like, football name, too, Mark? Because, like, Leonard Payne.
I know. There's some great names he's brought in. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to have some fun with during the broadcast. But, you know, I look at it this way. Every single year, if you're a college football fan, watch the top 20 of recruiting when the classes are graded, okay? And then go the following season and watch, generally speaking, who the top 20 teams are. There's a lot of the same names, right? So, you know, I'm not saying that this recruiting, you know, services are everything. They're not. This isn't set in stone when these guys come in. But what it tells you is they're getting better raw material, and that old line that ain't the X's and O's is the Jimmy and Joe's. So if you're bringing in year after year after year, Jimmy's and Joe's who seem to be better than the other guys' Jimmy's and Joe's, chances are you're going to be good. Who generally is at the top of the recruiting here in the last 5-10 years, right? Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. I mean, those are the schools that are always in the top of the grading classes every year. Who's always in the top 10 of college football? Same schools I just mentioned. So, you know, like I said, they've still got to develop. They've still got to get in the weight room and get stronger, and they've got to have a good scheme behind them. But this is a great stepping stone, if you will, in the process of what Coach Prime is doing with this program.
Yeah, we've talked about how unique this whole thing is with Coach Prime. I mean, Mark, I was thinking about this. This question would have been ridiculous to ask a few years ago if I'm comparing, hey, who are you more excited about, a Buffs head coach or a Broncos head coach? But the fact is, if I put out the poll question, who are you more excited about, Sean Payton in the Broncos or primetime with the Buffs, I still think that, outside of Rams fans, of course, I still think that most of the state's going to vote on primetime. I really do.
Well, it only makes sense, right? Sean Payton can come in here. He's still going to be – he's saddled with the salary cap. He's saddled essentially with the roster. They're not going to totally roll this thing over like Coach Prime has done with Colorado. You've got what you've got. Now, they're going to be free agents. There's going to be a draft. We understand that. You know who your quarterback is going to be. And so, you know – I think Sean Payton's going to come in here, and he's been a very, very good coach at a very high level and highly successful and at a, you know, what, almost 70% win percentage or whatever it is. And so he's going to do a lot of things to be successful. But the difference would be, from a college level, with the transfer portal, all you're able to do, you can virtually turn a roster over in 1 year, which you can't do that in the NFL because guys have contracts. And so, you know, it only kind of makes sense. I think the interest right now is going to be on both sides of the fence, make no mistake about it. But the fascination is going to be, holy cow, what can this guy do? And then on top of the fact, you bring in the cultural icon, as I've talked about, in Deion Coach Prime Sanders, and that adds a whole new wrinkle to it. So, yeah, it makes sense that more of the interest isn't kind of the intrigue and what's going to happen, how's this going to work, and is going to be in Boulder than it is going to be down at Dove Valley. But, you know, let's be honest about it. This football crazy state, That's a lot of entertainment for a lot of football fans coming up this fall.
It's really interesting, isn't it? I'm looking around at signing day, and I'm seeing teams do the right things for their program. You know, CU's in a different planet compared to the University of Northern Colorado. But with UNC, I look at it and say, I want them, they need to draft locally, because if you're having a hard time getting butts in the seats, then get local kids so their families can come and watch. And so that makes sense for UNC. Up north for the Rams, it's like, okay, their offensive line was really bad. They're bringing in a lot of big dudes to come in and compete for jobs there. For the Buffs, they're big time now with primetime, so let's go out and get as many stud superstar players as we possibly can. Each program in the area is doing something that's perfect for where they are, where they're sitting right now within their sure. conference and divisions and all that.
Sure. Coach Prime made a comment at one point during at one of the events I was at, where, you know, he just basically said, I'm focused on getting a lot of big guys, right? So he understands. Listen, I've always said about this game, it's pretty simple. You get really, really, really good big guys up front on both sides of the ball and find a quarterback, and you can win a lot of football games, okay? Well, look at what happened this weekend in the AFC title game. The Cincinnati Bengals had a heck of a time protecting Joe Burrow. Didn't ultimately work out for them, right? You've got to be able to do that. So, yeah, I think so. You know, it looks like, again, but I always go back to the line that Joe Tiller, who was at Wyoming, of course. I got to know him at Purdue when he was there. I was a very young reporter, and it was after National Signing Day, and they had a press conference, and I was talking to Coach, and I said, well, you really seem to like your class. And he said, Mark, I do. But always remember, they look fantastic on signing day. And then on, you know, August 1st, when they come to town, they all seem to shrink a couple of inches, gaining about 2/10 their 40 times. So he said, you know, you've got to take it with a grain of salt. Everybody's optimistic, which they should be, on signing day. Now, what we're seeing happening at Boulder, you know, there's a little bit of extra oomph going on there, and certainly it gets us very excited, obviously, around that Buffs program.
Yeah, it's a fun time, but certainly because of primetime and what the Buffs have been doing so far, it's unlike any signing day I've ever kind of just glanced at. It's pretty exciting. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. On the other side, Mark, this basketball team, man, it was a rough month of January for the most part for Colorado.
Yeah, it certainly was, and very frustrating on many respects. You look at all the games they played, they really haven't been blown out this season, right? They're in every single game, which is astonishing considering the liabilities that they consistently have had. You know, one game it's turnovers. Another game, you know, their defense isn't sharp. Then they don't play with energy. And then maybe they don't rebound. It's really stunning. The offensive efficiency has not been great. They haven't finished very well. They've dealt with the turnover issue all season long. And yet, they're in every single ball game. Now that's a double-edged sword, right? You feel good about one half of that, and you think, well, we still lost. And so, you know, a close loss is still a loss, so that's frustrating as all get out for this team. And I know for Tad Boyle, he's about ready to pull his hair out trying to figure out how to get them over the hump. But yeah, it's very disappointing, as talented as they are. And then, you know, you've got what's happened offensively with Colorado. You essentially come down to two guys. You come down to K.J. Simpson and Tristan Da Silva. And here in the last five or six games, all of a sudden, you know, K.J.'s gone MIA. I think he over the two games in Oregon over the weekend, I think he went four of 26 from the field. He's hit one of his last 20 from outside the arc. And so all of a sudden, his offensive game has kind of disappeared a little bit. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are very frustrating about this team. They continue to compete at a very high level. They've got some huge games coming up. UCLA and USC and Utah twice. And so they've got some in Arizona coming up next week on the road. But, yeah, very, very frustrating, I think, for Tad Boyle and company.
Yeah, no doubt. I know you guys will be back at it, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock against Cal. What time do you get rolling on your pregame show and everything, Mark?
Boy, you'd gas me that. I think that's a late game tomorrow night. It's an 8 o'clock game, it is. 8 o'clock game, so 7:30 with the pregame on the Colorado Basketball Network.
All right, my friend. Well, Mark, enjoy the situation going on with the football side of things. I know it's exciting around there, and we'll see what comes of it. You know, in a few months, we'll get to start seeing these guys and what they're really made of. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's amazing. I'm heading up right now because, you know, Coach Prime's got a press conference here at 2 o'clock, so I'm almost a Boulder. And then on top of it, I just saw this morning that one of the reporters out there reported that they may do a national broadcast. ESPN may come and do the spring game for Colorado this year.
What?
Yeah, think about that. So, yeah, this thing is It's just, it's incredible the amount of attention that, you know, kind of rides along with Deion Sanders and what Coach Prime brings to the table. Really amazing. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And we'll find out a bit more about that class today. We got a little event I'm going to MC with him tonight. And so, yeah, a lot of excitement.
Mark, how many people on average do you think typically go to a Buffs spring game? Like, what's that number?
Not very many.
Not very many.
You know, we broadcast it every year. I'm going to guess, if I had to say over my 19 years, an average number, I'll say 5,000-6,000.
And what do you think this one will be?
Well, with all that's going on, yeah. I mean, you know, just reading the tea leaves, I'll be stunned if there's not, you know, 35,000, 40,000, 50,000, whatever it's going to be. I mean, I just it's got that kind of feel. And you know, no matter what he does, when he sneezes, it becomes news, for goodness sakes. That's just the kind of guy he is. And so I'll be shocked if it's not an enormous crowd for the spring game come. I think it's in April. I haven't seen the final date yet, but I think it's coming up in April at some point. So, yeah, I'll be shocked if it's not an enormous crowd out there.
That's insanity. I mean, it's just nuts. It's great. It's great for the state, not just for the Buffs. It's great for football fans. Mark, my friend, appreciate you as always. I'll be curious to get your thoughts on the press conference today, too. So we'll catch you up soon.
I look forward to it. See you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. I read somewhere, Angel, they want 50 out there. 1,000. Not just 50 people.
I saw somewhere they were going to try to sell tickets for this.
Maybe I can get us some media creds go down there. No? Come on. Come on. You're big-time college football. This is as big as it's going to get in the state, man. This is as big as it's going to get.
I want to see real football, not spring scrimmage with no rules or anything.
I'd like to go. I like spring ball. I think it's fun because it just kind of gets you in that mode. Yeah, it's nothing compared to the game and actually even just fall camp. But like CSU's spring game practice last year, I went to every one of those. I think I did. I love that because Jay Norvell is an early riser, so they got up early. They were out there like 6. For me, that's great. I'm up. I want to bust out there, watch some practice. And it was fun. That was really fun. I think we're going to do some stuff with UNC football as well. We did get Ed Lamb confirmed for tomorrow. So I'll be very excited to talk to him. I put out a request to get Jay Norvell on. I know he was in Denver all day yesterday. A little tour there for Denver. It's interesting. CSU's really pushing hard to market. And I'm not like trying to sound like sour grapes. But they're really pushing hard to market into Denver. Is that a game they're going to win, especially now?
It's tough because I think CSU is further along than CU, but CU has the talent.
CSU
also
people
might go into it as, hey, we're the underdogs. Nobody's going to expect us to win this game. We could shock the entire state beat them.
I think that could very well happen. I'm talking about like the marketing aspect of it. Like, and I want Jay Norvell to be out and about and talking to Denver stuff and all the time, but they're doing like these tours down there, and it's like, dude, that's Buffs country. Denver is Buffs country.
Well, it's Broncos country.
Well, it's Broncos country, but if you're talking about college football, that's Buffs. You might get some transplants down there to move from Fort Collins down to Denver, but that's Buffs. Northern Colorado is CSU. I mean, this area up here is CSU. So, that's my piece on that. Focus on your area up here. Really, really cement that and grow. I think it's a lost battle down in Denver. 12:51 the time. Short break coming up. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
That was a fun debate about the Music Hall of Fame or whatever. Tanner and Brian brought that up on Good Morning NoCo.
No Willie Nelson for Tanner.
Listen, they shouldn't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Because Sheryl Crow, I'm going to go listen to some rock music. And then you put on
I put your picture away.
Oh, put Cheryl on some Crow. Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Oh, freaking A. I tweeted that out. People got pissed at me on Facebook. You can tell them the difference of my followers on Facebook compared to Twitter. Because Dolly Parton sang, what did she sing? Some kind of rock song, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but she sang it. And I'm like, this is awful. I'm sorry. It's bad. And they said she's in the Hall of Fame, and I tweeted this out. I'm like, this is just not good. And then people are like, she's a treasure. She's a national treasure.
Yeah, but she's not a rock star.
Not to me. I'm not a Dolly Parton fan. I do not. You won't find me in my car listening to Dolly Parton. You just won't.
Not even a little 9 to 5?
Nope. Oh, that's kind of catchy. It shouldn't be called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It should just be called the Music Hall of Fame. Because I've seen Rage Against the Machine and Soundgarden created the greatest collaboration in the history of the world, by the way, with Audioslave. They're up to be in the Hall of Fame. So is Sheryl Crow. So you're telling me that Sheryl Crow and Soundgarden are in the same group? Get out of here. It should be the Music Hall of Fame. I saw Missy Elliott's in there, up there. No, I mean, even the greats, like the Frank Sinatras of the world. Great, you're not rock and roll. It's just...
You could rock to that.
Oh, man, it's dumb. Change the name. Hall of Fames need to... They need to talk to me. I need to be the new Hall of Fame advisor. The NBA needs one. The NFL needs to stop putting everybody in it. Major League Baseball should not have writers decide who it is.
Stats, ERA, I gotta type that into my... judging by the analytics and the stats here, it doesn't look like he's getting in the Hall of Fame. And I also don't like him.
He played in Colorado, so it doesn't count.
He played in Colorado. Or I went out and hung out with this guy. I really like him.
Because a lot of these writers nowadays are like friends with the players. That's bias, too. I'll fix it. I'll fix the Hall of Fames one hall at a time. We have a Hall of Fame. We actually have Hall of Fame hooligans. That's tough to get in. All right, we'll get to the 1 o'clock hour coming up next. Bones Highland, the Nuggets, Tom Brady, all that and more. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.